You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
And we are the hosts of Ask Rana with Rana.
And Brian.
Every week we're joined by incredible guests like Conan O'Brien, Trixie Mattel, Jacob Anderson, and more.
We answer your advice questions like, what do you do when that guy you're about to hook up with happens to be your long-lost father? Or should I tell my neighbors their exchange student might be a serial killer?
Listen to Ask Rana with Rana and Brian every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you, Rana.
Excuse me.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, I'm having a baby. Yep, well not me, my wife is, but we made a baby. Oh boy, can you tell from that angle? I'm gonna sit like this. Yeah, we'll stay on that as much as possible. There we go. Yay. Welcome back to the show. I'm a dad. Well, gonna be a dad. The baby will be here in a while. Wife is pregnant. Exciting, exciting stuff. A lot of people already chiming in with advice. Let me stop you right there. yeah, bring it on, you know, but also let's let, anytime someone says bring it on, let that be associated with Kirsten Dunst, not with me welcoming advice for fatherhood. People have advice for all facets of the baby process. One thing I will say, I'm not going to tell anyone the names we're thinking of. Because unless you want to feel like shit, don't. I think we have an idea, but I'm not going to tell you guys of what we want to name it. Because dude, what you get back when you tell people what you're thinking of naming your baby, it's never positive. No one in the history of naming a baby has ever heard someone's possibility and gone, oh, I love that. I love that. And if they do, they're full of shit. You might as well name your baby Jizz Fart, because the reaction you're going to get is like you told him that's what you're going to call it. here's my impression of anyone after you've told them what you're thinking of naming your baby. Ready? Oh, yeah, no. That, yeah, that, actually, now that I say it again in my head, yeah, no, that does, yeah, Roberto, and you can roll the R's, Roberto, yeah. Oh my God. And that's like Spanish, Brazilian. That's like, what is that? It's like a Jumanji. Like that's just one of those ancient. Yeah, no, that's, I like that. Spicy. Can you say that anymore? My mom suggested Mordecai. My mom is an old Jew. She's not old. My mom is 70s, about to be 77. Everyone meets her, feels like she's 40. She's got more energy than I do. But she's on, you know, the older side of things, and she's a Jew, so old Jew, whatever. But she suggested Mordecai, and I said, Mom, anti-Semitism is already way too apparent. Let's go ahead and shift gears, you know, into something else. But we are excited. We are excited. We have a lot to do. You know, a lot of doctor visits, a lot of hearing the heartbeat. Oh, man, wild. It's so real. Once you hear the heartbeat, it's so real and exciting and emotional. There's something called sympathy pregnancy or something, or sympathy I don't know. Clearly, I've done no research on this. I just went, yeah, and all of a sudden, we're having a baby. You didn't need to see that, but that's how it goes. You definitely are nervous when you see the heartbeat, excited, because now it's real. Now it's like, oh man, like my job is to keep her off of one of these reality dating shows, you know, or he, we don't know yet. If it's a he, you definitely want to keep him off the reality dating shows. If it's a she, you want to keep her off the pole and the reality dating shows. And I feel like people always say like the lack of dad love is what contributes to that, but we live in a new era. I mean, I was just watching Love Island with my wife the other night, and it's just like, Fuck. These kids are, it's wild. If we have a girl, if I have a daughter, if I keep her, as long as she's not telling me like, Dad, I'm going to be on Anal Island. Don't worry, they're shooting it in LA. What? That's the good part? Yeah, it's local. I'm going to be home for Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, because we want you there to tell stories. it just feels like, you know, I had nieces and a nephew, you know, helping out when they were younger. My nieces were just always so sweet and just cute and just and still are to this day. And I can make them laugh. Like, I was talking to them today, and they were going to the mall, and I go, you guys gonna have a mall day? You guys gonna get your ears pierced and get some fucking bubblegum? Oh, my God, is Josh gonna be there? And they were just giggling, like, when I made up bedtime stories for them when they were, like, 3, 4, and 5. My nephew, on the other hand, as I've talked about in my act, has sweetened up, has softened and sweetened up, I'll say that. He's the kid who used to smack people in the balls at my wedding and go, like and subscribe, right? Dick smack, like and subscribe. He's evened out, you know, picked up a few updates on the hard drive. But boys, historically, are just little psychos. Also, you know, there's no female school shooters, right? So already I feel like you have a challenge with a boy. That was dark. But we're excited. We are excited. I never thought, yeah, there was definitely a moment where I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen. And not because I didn't find the right person. I adore my wife. I'm super lucky. I'm batting out of my league. We laugh all the time. But just, you know, this day and age, what a wild time to be trying to bring another human into the world. You hear that all the time. It is cliche. A buddy of mine said to me, he was also thinking about having kids. He's like, dude, I ain't trying to have a kid. Not in this climate. Plus, every teacher's trying to fuck your kid. I'm like, okay. Let's break that down. Every teacher? First of all, you know, no offense. no offense, bud, but you're missing half your teeth. You know, you've been to rehab 4 times in the last year, and now you're a life coach. Something tells me no one's trying to fuck your kid. But, hey, I don't know. You don't know till you know, right? It is funny when you see the mugshots of these teachers. It's always in Florida. It's always a Kim or a Kelly or a Catherine and KKK. And they're always like just mean mugging. Like they never look remorseful. They're always like, I'll do it again too. It's my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Which is so wild. I just, again, the cool kids in middle school and elementary school, because some of them are like 12 and 13. Those kids like smoke cigarettes or like wore their dad's tie. They weren't fingering the fucking PE teach. I don't know, man. It's a different world we live in. David Attenborough should do a show on the watch as the Florida educators jerk off the young students right before summer break, heading them into a world of denial as they try to navigate the murky waters of dating life as a young teenage boy in Saratoga, Florida, always hankering back for that sweet, sweet touch of the principal. I have a Netflix show. Let's shift gears to something positive. I have a Netflix show. The Adam Ray Show is streaming now on Netflix. Boom! Check it out. 30 episodes. The first 5 are up now. The first six are up now. The show is me and my characters interviewing celebs, athletes, musicians. Oh my. Look, it's a great extension of all the stuff I've been doing online, from the Dr. Phil live shows to the Joe Biden stand-up special to the Jeremy's House, Bruce Robin shows. Shit, man. The Randolph Davies. I've done some shit concert special, which is also on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Obviously, that show, bananas. One bucket pull from Kill Tony, had the balls to write 10 songs, go to Austin for 3 days, rehearse with the Kill Tony band for 20-some hours, and then put on an hour-long concert. We sold out 2 shows at the Mothership in about a day, and it's so fun. Let's cut to a clip. I saw an Asian baby sipping gravy with Down syndrome, kind of maybe. Should I give it? Crying crazy.
makes it edible. Pushing into shove, flying high up in the sky. Mountain Dew stuck in my eye. Driving clouds with the Care Bears, and I find I wonder why. The drugs I ate, woo, the movies I made, has turned my Gatorade into a panic stack ordeal. I did not know this rodeo could ever make me feel that this Asian gravy eating baby, Down syndrome gravy eating baby, ain't real.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. You know what I just realized? I spend way too much time trying to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner. I'll open the fridge, stare into it like I'm, you know, baked out of my mind, looking for the meaning of life. I'll close it, open it again, close it, open it 30 seconds later, and it's the same bull crap. Yogurt, one piece of chicken, and maybe some ketchup. So, Home Chef has stepped up to bail you out. They send fresh ingredients right to your door. The recipes are ridiculously easy to follow. And somehow, I end up making meals that look like I actually planned my life. I made their creamy Tuscan chicken the other night. And let me tell you, genuinely impressed. It tasted like something I'd order at a restaurant, except I got to take all the credit. Now, whether you've got a half hour or an hour, or you need something quick, Home Chef has options that make dinner feel easy instead of stressful. No grocery store, no meal planning, no wondering what you're going to eat at 6:30 when everyone else is hungry. People really love it, too. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Plus, customers save an average of $86 a month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my About Last Night listeners 50% off. 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. I always laugh when someone says, dude, you should sell that. Like, it's just that easy. Between traveling, doing shows, trying to remember what city I'm in, I don't know where I am right now. Wait, New Zealand. The last thing I want to do is figure out how to build an online store. That's why I love Shopify. Anytime I've got something to put out in the world, whether it's tickets, merch, or anything in my life, Shopify takes care of the checkout experience so I don't have to. When someone's ready to buy, it's quick and easy. If they're coming back, their information is already there, so they're checked out in no time. Yep, that noise you heard, that means I get to spend less time worrying about the technical side of things and more time doing what I actually love, which is creating and making you guys laugh. Or not laugh. Maybe you hate me. I don't know. It's no surprise Shopify powers millions of businesses, from people just getting started to some of the biggest brands in the world. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Start your free trial at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
So that is an hour, and it's on my YouTube, and it's super fun, and it's just, man, playing with a band of that magnitude, they're all at such a high level and at the top of their game. And, you know, on Kill Tony, the band, they play people up and down. They get the occasional chance to riff, but, man, I really loved getting a chance to highlight how good they are and let them shine. And it's so fun, and what a fun character. You might see him on KT again soon, but all that stuff is on my YouTube, so... You know, what a fun opportunity to extend the world. And Netflix, God bless them, man, gave me this this show. And, you know, we've had Dave Matthews with Dr. Phil, Michael Bublé with Bruce Robbins, Nikki Glaser with myself, Andrew Santino and I dressed up as Coach Donnelly and Bob Kowalski, two old right-wing, just older, you know, midlife crisis dudes. We decorated the set of the Comedy Store. Shout out to Stephen Hauser. Made it look like a man cave. And we fucking... We, you know, like the podcasts that Dr. Phil shows and any of these shows, it's all riffing, you know. The Randolph Davies show was scripted, and as the Biden special was as well. But it's so fun to get to play with people I've met or just met. I've now become buds with Dave Matthews and Michael Bublé because of the show. So many fun episodes coming up with people that I have relationships with and people that I've reached out for the first time. The Mark Norman episode just dropped. He and I, Hassan Minhaj with Dr. Phil. I've known Hassan forever. What else we got coming up? We got the Goo Goo Dolls, Jelly Roll, Joel McHale, the Impractical Jokers, Adam Devine, Joe Coy, John Stamos, Melissa McCarthy, hopefully The Rock, New Kids on the Block, my mom, Coach McDonald of the Seahawks, and John Schneider, the GM. So many eps. So fun. They're all 25 to 30 minutes, too. So, you know, it's not a big ask. Most podcasts and things you watch and consume are, what, 90 minutes to 3 hours? This is an easy watch. You can binge 3, 4, 5, all of them in a row. So check it out. Every Friday, our new episodes of The Adam Ray Show on Netflix. God bless you guys. God bless Netflix. Ba-boom. Super excited. So fun. It's so fun. And people are digging it so far, so I appreciate the love. What else? The Big Slick. Got to talk about the Big Slick. It was a little over a month ago, but man, haven't done one of these eps since then. But I got flown to Kansas City for the Big Slick. It's a big charity weekend put on by KC natives David Koechner, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Heidi Gardner, Eric Stonestreet, and Rob Riggle. All gangsters in their own right. Some of the most talented, funny people you'll ever meet. And they get all these celebs to come out for a weekend and do a big charity softball game and a big show at the T-Mobile Arena for 10,000 people. And we visit the Children's Hospital a few times. And that's what this is all about. They raise millions of dollars for Children's Mercy Hospital in KC, which, you know, like most children's hospitals, needs cash to get all the new updated equipment for cancer research and to be able to help kids out. And man, if the kids can't afford to pay anything, they pay what they can or they don't. The hospital fits the bill and everything. If something happens, God forbid, you don't pay anything. If you can pay, you pay what you can pay. But they have access to some of the best treatment in the country, and they're really doing a mitzvah for these kids. And we go tour the hospital a few times and meet and greet the kids and hang out and try to brighten their day. And I've made a few relationships past the hospital visit with a few of them and sent some gifts. And it's gut-wrenching for sure. It's like, yeah, it's unimaginable to see what some of these kids are going through. You know, I'm 44, just turned 44. Thanks for all the birthday love. And I feel pretty good. Man, you're looking at these kids that are 4, 5, 16, 17, 9, 10, on dialysis, extensive chemo. Man, it's just like, it's heartbreaking, for lack of a better word. And get goosebumps talking about it. It's just like, you just don't know how good you have it. Obviously, everyone's problems are their problems, and there's no shortage of things to complain about in this world. But, you know, I myself try to remind, be cognizant daily of, like, you know, you get to do some fun stuff and bring a lot of joy to people. Try to minimize the stress of the things that are out of your control or in your control. But and some of these kids are worn down, man, and that's really a bummer to see, you know. And some of the kids are just full of life and so optimistic, and you can't believe how courageous they're being. So really special to go do that. Shout out to, again, the crew and KC for putting that together. The Big Slick, it's every year. You can donate, I think, bigslick.org. If you feel so compelled just to do something nice, they are helping so many people. And these families are so fucking strong and you know, just fighting. This band, actually, I have, Sophia Strong. I met a girl named Sophia last year when I went. And she her favorite movie is The Heat. God forbid. And I was like, that's awesome. And so her whole family, they were quoting it and just real sweet. And definitely was one of the older kids that I met on that hospital visit doing rounds. And so she gave me her bracelet and said, will you wear my bracelet? And I haven't taken it off since. You might have seen this in pretty much every video or picture of me online in the last year, every Phil show, every everything. It was so sweet and special. She gave it to me, and we had like such a good chat and hang, and now I keep in touch with her and checking in on her, and she's going through it. And shout out to you, Sophia, for, again, just being a source of inspiration and just so positive and upbeat, and her family's incredible. But it means a lot to wear this, and I was really touched that she wanted me to put it on, and I haven't taken it off. So, but that was an incredible event, and, you know, got to hang and get to know so many people. Again, these things are great. You assume that, you know, everyone knows everybody when you get to a certain point in this business. But, you know, obviously I'd met Paul Rudd and Sudeikis last year, and known Rob Riggle now for a few years, and Stonestreet just met last year, and all these people have become buds. It's very cool. Jason Sudeikis actually invited me to, you know, there was a very big soccer game happening. I think it was, I want to say France and Manchester. That might not be right, but big game. And there's a bar that he loves to go to in KC. That's where he's from. And we went to watch the game, and it was for the championship, and everyone's there, and it was insane energy. And I thought I was meeting him and some buddies, and I walk in, and he has one seat saved for me at the bar. Ted Lasso's at this bar watching a huge soccer game. People are losing their fucking minds. And I just sat there with Jay, and I call him Jay now. Jason. Had some drinks, had some fries, and just goofed and did bits and chatted, got to know each other, and unbelievable guy. Unbelievable guy. Obviously, what you see is what you get. You can probably put that together. He's as funny as he is kind. And it was cool. A guy from BBC came up actually to interview him during all the mayhem. And I think we actually have a clip of that.
You wander into a bar in the middle of Kansas City and you find one of the most famous actors on the planet. Jason Sudeikis is with us watching Arsenal beating PSG in the Champions League final. How much are you enjoying this?
I mean, 6 minutes in, it's been a blast, and now we barely touched the ball. So it's been nerve-wracking. Like I have the same nerves I would have if my own child was playing right now.
Are you an Arsenal fan?
Yeah.
How come?
I didn't just buy this today.
Well, how come? Explain your links to Arsenal for us.
It is, I would give almost 100% authorship to Brendan Hunt, my co-star and co-creator Ted Lasso, who plays Coach Beard. He's been an Arsenal fan for years. I stayed a little agnostic during our first few seasons on the show. And then this last year when we were there, I dove in, you know, hardcore. And everybody, you know, everybody at Arsenal has been really kind to the show. You know, everybody, all the support staff behind the scenes, Coach Arteta, you know, his security, you know, the Kroenkes. Yeah, it's been
you had no choice, did you? Then,
no choice. It's a great organization. And yeah, I mean, it's what a year to like,
well,
dive in.
We're here to see this, and obviously yeah. England are staying here. They're in Kansas City.
I heard, yeah.
During the World Cup.
I heard. When do they get here, do you know?
They're heading to Miami in a few days' time. They've got a hot weather training camp. Then they're over here about June the 11th.
Yeah.
But Kansas City, this hotbed of U.S. soccer.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think, didn't Holland choose us too?
Yeah, and Argentina. There's a certain guy called Lionel Messi.
Good Lord, some of the, like, I mean, I guess the barbecue. You
know, that's right. It's just making
footballers love jazz. Yeah. Footballers love jazz. They play jazz. They play a jazz-like game, so they love a town that's known for its jazz.
So what about the second half then? Okay, if it's Ted Lasso in there instead of Mikel Arteta, Arsenal under the cosh a little bit. What does Ted Lasso do?
Listen to Mikel.
Listen, we're so excited for season four.
Me too.
What can we expect?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
more of the
coaching a women's team. More different of the same. A different take on the same.
Well, look, you've got some food, sorry. Don't let me interrupt you anymore.
All good.
Jason, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank
you
very much.
Nice to meet you too.
Up the Arsenal.
Thank you for being here. Up the Arsenal.
That's Rob Dorsett with Jason Sudeikis. Not Sam you see all the time.
I love Rob there. I love London. Leicester Square Theatre. I'll be there in 2045.
There you go.
Follow me on Threads.
Yeah, so I was a couple tequilas deep at that point and tried to just add to the end of the moment, but, you know, probably overstaying my welcome. But super fun event. Again, donate if you can, bigslick.org, and hopefully be back next year to sing some more karaoke with Taron Killam, unbelievable karaoke singer. Motherfucker's got a whole list. Oh, my God. I was like, what are you going to sing? He goes, what's the mood? And I go, what? And he shows me he's got a list with duets. It's 90s, 80s, slow mood, upbeat, fucking get the party started. I'm like, this is a guy you want to karaoke with. Australia. This brings us to Australia. There's been a lot going on. Baby, Netflix show, birthday. All this happened around going to Australia for 10 stand-up shows, 3 Dr. Phils, and then a couple shows in New Zealand to button the whole trip. But wow. I'll be honest with you. Today, I'd say around 5 o'clock, did I finally start to feel like a human being again. I have been fucking gone. The jet lag is so real. Like, so I you know, it's 14 hours to Brisbane's where we first went. We did 2 stand-up shows at the Tivoli Theater. Unbelievable. Every show was sold out, by the way. I don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, I was pumped to go regardless, but things sold out quickly. And the Dr. Phils especially, we did Sydney, Brisbane, and Melbourne. Melbourne at a 3,000-seat theater called the Palais Theater, which was unreal, which by the way, that episode drops. It's out, actually. It came out last week on my YouTube. Go check that out. The audio is on the podcast page as well. But unbelievable show, unbelievable crowd. You know, I hadn't done a fill since December. You know, we did one, we did an episode of the Netflix show with Marshawn Lynch, Dr. Phil and Marshawn Lynch, live from Seattle at the Neptune Theater. And that will come out on the on Netflix for the Adam Ray Show. And that was like a half Dr. Phil. This was the full on with Jeremiah, with three guests, with, I mean, it was just insane. And we taped all of them, so they'll all be on my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. But we get to Brisbane, two shows at the Tivoli, amazing, great crowds. My boy Zach came out to open the shows, brought my boy Nikki Paris along to open all the shows. Nikki just crushed. If you don't follow Nikki Paris, follow Nikki Paris. He's a rising star, an up-and-comer, one of my best buds, and just an amazing hang on top of being an amazing energy and a really great comedian. And it's just fun to see. I've known him since he's probably 7-8 years in, I think, and he's just really just a grinder and a hustler, man, and truly no replacement for the reps. And is funny and works hard and gets up every time he has the chance. And yeah, now it's just about finding that balance of taking care of yourself and working too hard. But he's got a bright future. So put on the sunglasses. But my wife and I and Nikki just had a great time giggling. And Van Corona, the legend, best photographer in the game, Van Corona came out. He shoots all my shows, all my Phil shows, stand-up shows, every show. Van came out, captured it. I will be making another post just to kind of, you know, on some of the off days. We had so much fun. We went to Lone Pine Sanctuary in Brisbane, visited my friend Akane. My boy Benson and Zach came out. Benson's wife, Sav, and Zach's adorable daughter and Pops. And we just made a trip of it. Fed kangaroos, touched koalas. Unbelievable day. Feeding kangaroos, and my wife almost started crying. She's like, I can't believe we're doing this. She's pregnant too, but she was emotional. It's wild to even be in Australia at all, but to be there because of comedy and doing these big shows, just unbelievable, man. Steven Hauser, who does all the tech and sound design and set design for all the Phil shows and all my character shows, came to run the Phil shows and just hang. Jack Fink, my manager, tour manager, came. And of course, Jeremiah to do a new character on every Phil show and pop in on some of the stand-up shows. So fun. Brisbane, unbelievable. Did two stand-up shows, flew to Sydney, two stand-up shows. And then right when we landed, we did two stand-up shows and then a Phil show the next night. And then flew to back to Brisbane to do a Phil show. Landed, did the Phil show. Had an animal trainer there, the Brisbane show. This guy, Chris, I believe his name was. Really funny bits with the animals he brought out. Can't wait for you to see that one. And then we flew back to Melbourne, landed in Melbourne, and did a Phil that night. I know that we had two stand-up shows and then a day off and then a Phil show to close it out. Wild. Just a wild fucking run. And then flew to New Zealand and had one day off and then, no, landed at like 8:30, went to dinner that night. The next day did two stand-up shows and then had a day off and then flew back. So I'm fucking beat, man. The jet lag is real. But again, no complaints. You won't hear me complain because I always say, no one's making me do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm choosing to book these shows, to be this busy, to live these dreams. But super fucking fun. Australia, New Zealand, you guys know how to fucking party. We had some nights too. We went out to an arcade one night, went to a dart bar one night. Just a lot of fun, dude. And the fans, they just love comedy. And, you know, if you're an American comedian with somewhat of a following, head on down there sooner than later. Because I know Bobby Lee's going down there. Go see him when he farts through. But they just are rabid fans, man. I mean, the Phil shows were bananas. The stand-up shows, the energy was so great, man. So God bless everybody that came out. We went on a boat one day with our promoter, Seb, and shout out. They put on a great run for us and had a whole boat day. There's a whole Sydney Harbor boat recap on the YouTube page as well, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Check that out. And that's where all the Dr. Phils will be. The Dr. Phil Live from Melbourne is already up. Met a lot of cool people. Tim Minchin was on the Sydney show. Tim Minchin is, I mean, comedy. If you know comedy, you know Tim Minchin. And just a brilliant, iconic, and first time meeting him. And I actually heard through the grapevine that when I was touring in Australia with Adam Devine in 2018, we hung out with Tim Minchin's sister. She was a part of the Live Nation crew that was doing the shows. And I guess we had a good time, and I was sweet and not a douche. And so Tim asked her, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'll vouch for him. And it was fun. You should do it. And so Tim did it because, you know, we didn't know each other otherwise. Had so many great guests on and just people that, you know, from New Zealand or Australia. Gary Owen, great comedian, was in Melbourne. We flew him out to Sydney to do the Sydney show. Awesome. Just awesome crowds, man. And it was a blast to do the Phil show again. I'll be honest. You know, again, like, hadn't done one since December, really. And that's quite a bit of time in between. That's a significant gap. And just coming out, feeling the energy was just fucking awesome. We have 5 Dr. Phil Lives this summer as a part of the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival, July through September. All those tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. So hopefully see you there, and those will be a blast. And then who knows, maybe next year, pick a few cities and run it back. But until then, the Adam Ray Who Is Me tour is live and in charge. So many cities. I mean, holy shit, when you see this, where am I going to be? Florida's coming up next. No, actually, before that, July 21st, I added a show here in Los Angeles at the Starlight Lounge, new club. My girl Katie Cazorla runs it. Dave Chappelle just popped through for a run of shows. Great new venue, Starlight Lounge. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. That's July 21st. July 22nd, I will be at the, the Comedy Magic Club. Comedy Magic Club on July 22nd, so come out and see your boy. And then Florida, we have a big Florida run. What are we doing? We're doing Orlando on July 24th, Fort Lauderdale on 25th, Tampa 26th. That's July 24th through the 26th. Tickets are almost sold out. Doing Hard Rocks and a few other venues, AdamRayComedy.com. Then we got San Jose Improv, July 31st and August 1st. The Dana Carvey Dr. Phil Netflix taping, August 2nd at the Oxnard Levity Live Comedy Club. That sold out in a fucking heartbeat. I will be giving away some tickets. Hit me up. Maybe you can get those. And then we've got New Jersey, Stress Factory. During the week, August 4th through the 6th, come out and see me. August 4th through the 6th, Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And then August 9th, that's a Halifax Dr. Phil live show. And then, dude, just what else? Tempe Improv, 2 shows on a Sunday, August 23rd. And then we're getting to September where we've got Montana, Salt Lake City, San Diego, Anaheim, Hawaii, Philly. We're adding Chicago, Seattle. I'm doing the Washington State Fair September 23rd. I grew up going to this fair. Now I'm going to headline it. All these tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. I hope you guys come out to rip it up, suck it up, spark one up, burn one down. And again, go to my website for all the Adam Ray merch. We have tons of new tour merch, tons of dope shit. Who says dope shit? I do, apparently. I am clearly a dad. I definitely feel like a dad. I've already got all the classic. If we have a girl, I got all the dad girl lines already prepared. All the classics like, of course I'll get you a pony, sweetheart. And hey, who's Brad? You know? And then my favorite. So I guess we're all just dressing like whores in this house now, huh? So, you know, got to get those locked and loaded. By the way, not everyone has congratulated me on the birth. The birth hasn't happened yet. What I mean by that is the pregnancy. I was talking to fucking shout out Travis Kelce today. Motherfucker, wish me well on the fatherhood. Awesome. Saw the post on IG. Appreciate it, Trav. Didn't have to do that. Known Trav for what? We're going on. It's fucking six years. Going on 7 years. I've got friends I've known for almost 20 years. And they haven't said shit. And guess what, guys? Noted. I mean, again, don't sweat the small stuff. Life is short. But it's an active choice. Some of these people who haven't commented or reached out, and again, we all got our stuff. Life is busy, man. No harm, no foul. But some, especially these comedian pals of mine, you know, we're all on our phones 24/7, dude. I mean, it's a prob. It's a problem. I got to figure it out once the baby comes. Put my phone down more. My wife said people are doing this thing where they're putting the phone in the other room. I don't know if I can do that because I got things that I just always need to attend to. And I'm also an ideas in the middle of the night guy. I'll wake up and write things down I need to do or things I think of that I want to do. And I have to do it then or I forget. I've always been that way. But man, some of these buds that I know you see my fucking, I've probably done 3 posts about it. The Rock, when I saw him at the Kevin Hart roast, fucking, it's great to catch up with him. And then I told him I was having a baby, and he made a little video and like let's do an announcement. And I was like, okay, fucking, not gonna say no. And so I posted that, and that was a fun way to kind of extra push it through that we were having a baby. And man, I know it's like, oh, I know you see that. Like, what? Reach out, like, oh man. And these are good friends too, but again, we're all lost in our shit, dude. The moment you start thinking like the way that I'm talking about sounds like that I'm thinking, I try to check that, dude. Check your ego at the door. It's a healthier way to live. No one's guaranteed or deserved anything. I believe that. Just because you work hard, hey, man. A lot of people work hard. You know, but I do this, I do that. Dude, fucking, but somebody else is doing that and doing that. You know, it's just, there's luck involved. There's, you know, I don't know. It's for me, it's a healthier way to live, because the things that I, you know, have auditioned for, or, you know, just life-wise, been like, I thought I should have, that should have gone my way, and it didn't. You just go, fuck, it wasn't meant to be. That's how I'm trying to approach most things. But that being said, Pepperidge Farm remembers. All right, I think that's it. You guys, God bless you. Again, thank you for all the love. Thank you for selling out my shows on the road, the Adam Ray stand-up shows. The Australia run was incredible. Dr. Phil Lives this summer at the Great Outdoors Fest. All my stand-up tour dates, AdamRayComedy.com. Again, July 21st, Starlight Lounge here in Los Angeles, 8 p.m. show, AdamRayComedy.com. July 22nd, Comedy Magic Club. And then we've got Florida, July 24th through the 26th. New Jersey, August 4th through the 6th. San Jose, July 31st and August 1st. And the Netflix show, Adam Ray, the Netflix show, the Adam Ray Show. Streaming now, new episodes every Friday. Be good to yourself. Laugh it up, suck it up, spark one down. Shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. I love you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. I always laugh when someone says, dude, you should sell that. Like, it's just that easy. Between traveling, doing shows, trying to remember what city I'm in, I don't know where I am right now. Wait, New Zealand. The last thing I want to do is figure out how to build an online store. That's why I love Shopify. Anytime I've got something to put out in the world, whether it's tickets, merch, or anything in my life, Shopify takes care of the checkout experience so I don't have to. When someone's ready to buy, it's quick and easy. If they're coming back, their information is already there, so they're checked out in no time. Yep, that noise you heard, that means I get to spend less time worrying about the technical side of things and more time doing what I actually love, which is creating and making you guys laugh. Or not laugh. Maybe you hate me. I don't know. It's no surprise Shopify powers millions of businesses, from people just getting started to some of the biggest brands in the world. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Start your free trial at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.